Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Brother Andre, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am fantastic. As Haley likes to say, blessed. Or seeking to be blessed. Of course, it's always a better and brighter morning. It's always a better and brighter morning, lad, when I get to talk to Master Velaruba up in Richmond, New Hampshire. So, live from the St. Benedict Center. Brother, I sent you the text of the Nashville statement. I just read it to the audience. I just showed it to to Christopher and my friend Peter, who's in the other room, or both Latin Mass goers. We don't see anything wrong with this, and as a matter of fact, we're sitting here going like, okay, how did they get their hands on the correct theology? Now, did you have a chance to look at it, the Nashville statement? What do you think?
I did. I read it this morning. I had seen mention of it yesterday, and I didn't have time to look at it then. So this morning when I got your email, I right away went to Dreher's posting, which you had sent me to, and then from there I hopped onto the website that actually officially posts the Nashville Statement. And I read it pretty carefully, and as far as it goes, it's absolutely perfect. I mean, as far as it goes. I didn't find anything in it that was at all an error, mm-hmm. There were things that I would reword, obviously, but as far as what it says about the nature of the homosexuality and the inadmissibility of those acts inside the context of homosexual acts. That marriage is between a man and a woman. That it pretty much closes the lid on transgenderism, so-called. All that's very good and very solid. And I would expect that from conservative evangelical Christians, Baptists, and all the folks that signed this thing, like Dr. Dobson and what's the gentleman's name? The fellow who's the head of the
Denny Burke.
The family group, the big Tony Perkins guy.
Tony Perkins.
The Family Research Council.
Denny Burke of the Southern Baptists.
Yes. So, and Albert Moeller, Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in St. Louis, Kentucky. And Lauren Louisville, Kentucky. I mean, I would expect that of these folks. This is something that, you know, you'd think I could easily see Dr. Dobson or R.C. Sproul or coming up with these things. There's no surprise to that as far as it goes. I mean, and I have to emphasize as far as it goes.
Now, when you say as far as it goes, now to me, and that's the first question that I had for you. The second thing that I see here, especially in the era in which we live, and taking another step further, out from what, you know, we are commanded to do and what the ages of faith and the Christian age teaches us. To me, this looks like a opportunity to end some schisms and build up membership inside Holy Mother Church. These guys are spouting what amounts to Catholic doctrine that I don't think you'd find in 90% of Catholic churches in the United States.
Well, I mean, I don't know if 90% might be a little bit high, Mike, but I think, I'm not going to quibble.
Let's say a majority.
I mean, I prefer to err on the side of naivete myself.
Yeah, let's say a majority.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of Catholic churches are not going to be, the majority of parishes, parish priests.
Parishes, right, okay.
Are probably not going to be willing to state these things so categorically. And by the way, one of the things that I think is most laudable about this document is the moderation that it's got. I mean, and there is this ever-present note of hope. You know, they don't run down the homosexual in the sense of, you know, this person. They don't say anything that would take away Christian hope, either for the homosexual or the poor, confused person who thinks he's transitioned to another sex. I thought that there was something very good about the overall, which you might call the optics of it. You know, when you walk away from reading it, you don't get a sense that it's hateful. You don't get a sense that these are a bunch of, you know, red-faced rednecks, you know, screaming about how sodomites are going to burn in the eternal hellfires. It has a certain balance to it that's laudable. I wouldn't be super optimistic that this is our opportunity to get all these guys into the Catholic Church, because quite frankly, nothing that they've got here in any way contradicts anything that they've that their various denominations would ever have said on the issues. So I don't think. I mean, there is within the evangelical community a liberal trend now, and I don't profess to know much about it. I do not move in these circles,
right?
But
right.
Every once in a while, I'll hear something about it or read something referencing it, where you do have evangelicals who are getting really mushy on some of these questions. But these guys, I mean, it's significant that it's in Nashville, because generally your Southern Baptists and your Southern other evangelicals, non-denominational types, and Calvinists, and those guys are going to be pretty straightforward on this stuff. No pun intended.